This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Point. Coachella has become expensive, bloated, way too commercial, and is quickly losing clout among music festivals. Counterpoint.
We discover music and we twirl and we act like idiots and we just, like I said, we pretend real life doesn't exist for a while.
And Nicole Alvarez, damn optimist. All right, let's try this again. Point. IndyCar racing lacks excitement and is too predictable. Counterpoint.
We got to stop around 180 miles per hour down the start finish straight there before turn one. So it's pretty insane and, you know, bumpy streets like that. And you do 180, 185.
All right. I can get on board with doing 185 miles per hour on the streets of Long Beach. Welcome to the Things to Do in Southern California edition of the LA Local for Friday, April 11th, 2025. It's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your tour guide host, Jonathan Service. We're going to keep today's LA Local super simple and geared toward two of the biggest things going on in Southern California this weekend. By the way, among a lot of interesting things to do this weekend, because the world is a chaotic and uncertain place these days. Life is short. Might as well head to the desert to party or watch death-defying speed racers zip along local streets. Stay tuned to the end of the show. I'll give you a couple of other big things to do this weekend. And by the way, the weather should also be glorious. Let's start with Coachella. It wasn't the smoothest start to the month. Monster Music Festival, which has fueled mounting criticism that Coachella just doesn't have it anymore. Last year was widely considered to be somewhat of a dud, with a lot of lower profile musicians filling out the ranks. And this year, people who are camping in their cars throughout this first weekend of the festival complained of a staggering 12-hour traffic jam getting into the campgrounds. Coachella's grown really expensive. Tickets run about $600 per weekend, and that's not including the pricey food and lodging. Expect to spend about $1,000 at least if you're headed out there. Coachella's become so expensive that they're even setting up payment plans for it. But that's my old man complaining about all of it. Iconic K-Rock DJ Nicole Alvarez was having none of the negativity when she talked about Coachella with KNX Morning Anchors, Vicky Moore, and Mike Simpson.
So we're doing a story this morning about a company offering flights to Coachella round trip for around $800.
Why drive when you can take the jet?
Took
the K-Rock jet, right?
How was it getting there?
It was fine. I left yesterday because this is not my first rodeo. This is actually like my 36th Coachella because I haven't missed one since 2002, both weekends. But we drove out yesterday. It was about 3 hours and it was lovely.
So since you haven't missed one in all those years, what do you think of how things are going? Because last year was like the lowest attendance in a while. This year people are saying, well, it kind of seems like it's back because you've got people like Lady Gaga and you got Green Day. So take me through that kind of that arc, your feelings on Coachella.
I mean, Coachella to me is such a different thing. Like, the lineup has never mattered. To me, it's about going to the desert with your friends. Like, you go with the right group of people. You go and discover music. You frolic around the desert. It's just a beautiful time. I've never not loved it. But yeah, last year was a little scarce, I would say. But this year, it's beyond back.
But, you know, you're talking about going to the desert with your friends. But even that look has changed. A lot of people are now Airbnb-ing it. You know, it's a little more upscale.
We're getting older.
Well, no. It's just we have different options now, which is really, really cool. And the Airbnb is great because you get to like live out here for a few days and pretend that real life doesn't exist.
That sounds nice. I like that option.
It is nice. It's really nice.
You're gonna be backstage interviewing basically everybody. What's this weekend like for you?
This weekend is a little chaotic for me. I interview all these awesome bands and artists, but then as soon as I'm done and I put the microphone down, I frolic with my friends.
What does frolicking with your friends look like?
Like this.
Just out of curiosity.
We run around from tent to tent and we discover music and we twirl and we act like idiots. And we just, like I said, we pretend real life doesn't exist for a while.
Twirl and act like idiots. It's me and Vicky every single morning in here. Who are you excited to see?
There's something about the desert. There's something magical about this place and Coachella in specific, especially when magic hour hits at about 6 p.m. there's just something that, like, all your problems melt away, music is blaring, and you feel so carefree, and we don't have those moments in life often enough.
Yeah, no, I feel you. You've seen so many of these artists already, but who are you excited to see again?
I'm really excited to dance to Lady Gaga tonight under fireworks with all, like, the glitter-filled people. Like, I'm really excited for Lady Gaga. I like a lot of the, like, hardcore punk acts. There's an act called Knee Play. Kneecap. They're an Irish hip-hop punk band that I'm dying to see. Lady Gaga, of course, like I said, The Misfits. Green Day is going to be incredible.
So that's this weekend's musical entry, but what if frolicking in the desert isn't your thing? What if you're an old-fashioned gearhead? We've got that covered as well. This weekend marks the 50th annual Long Beach Grand Prix. It's been won before by the likes of legends like Mario Andretti, Al Unser Jr., and it's just really amazing if you haven't gone to see it. Watching these cars zip around bumpy, narrow Long Beach streets in speeds up over 100 miles per hour is really, really thrilling. Mike and Vicky chatted it up with IndyCar racer Marcus Ericsson about the upcoming race.
How do you like the Long Beach Grand Prix? I hear you do pretty good at that, too.
Yeah, no, I love it. It's definitely my second favorite on the calendar. You know, the Indy 500 is hard to beat. But yeah, Long Beach, it became one of my absolute favorite races. I've had some good success here. Haven't won yet, but like we said, you know, it's my 100th start this weekend. So, why, you know, it should be a good time for me to go and win on Sunday.
Yeah, no, it lines up perfectly. We always ask, you know, what makes the Grand Prix here in Long Beach special? I mean, you're not in the oval, you're out on the streets. Why do you like it?
I think it's a combination of things. I think the history of the race, you know, being the best 50 and now, you know, it's a lot of history, a lot of fans coming out, your knowledgeable fans that come out to the race, and it always creates a great atmosphere. And then the track itself, you know, it's bumpy, it's technical, the walls are closed. So it's just a combination of all those things that makes it a great race to drive, but also to attend, in my opinion.
You're from Sweden. It's also said you love Mexican food. Have you had any good food while you've been here so far?
I mean, I have a really good huevos rancheros at my hotel every morning, and that's hard to beat here in California. But I don't really know. Like, I want to know some more of the local spots here in Long Beach. That would be good to know for you know, the weekend and next time I come back.
We can come up with a list for you. We'll send it to you. How physical is it in that car? And I ask this because, you know, everybody watches the F1 show on Netflix, and those guys always talk about how many calories they burn and the physicality of this and what they, you know, how much they sweat out there. Talk to me about being at the wheel and what it's really like to drive those cars this fast and maintain that.
Yeah, it's extremely physical. You know, compared to the Formula One cars, we don't have power steering in the Indy car, so it makes it really heavy to steer the car. So all those G forces we pull in the corners, you add all the force through the steering wheel that you have to, you know, cope with as well. So it creates a really, really tough challenge for the drivers. And, you know, 2 hours with the heat, the bumps, the other cars trying to, you know, beat you, it's really a very physical challenge, a mental challenge to stay concentrated during that whole race.
Now the other must ask, everyone always wants to know, how fast do you guys get going out there? And how do you train that reaction time to be ready for all that? Because the rest of us would immediately hit something, honestly.
Yeah, I think we got to top around 180 miles per hour down the start finish straight there before turn one. So it's pretty insane, and, you know, bumpy streets like that, and you do 180, 185, and, you know, bouncing wheels with other drivers. So it's definitely a challenge. I work a lot, you know, during before races and during off season with my reaction training and stuff like that. It's super important for us drivers.
Hey, you excited? You ready to go?
Oh, I'm so excited. It's like I said, it's one of my highlights, the races of the year. And I love street course racing, and this track is just the best. And like I said, had some good success in the past, but haven't had that big W. So it's definitely what I'm looking for this weekend.
I'm Mike and Vicky. I'll tell you, who else can manage to work in a huevos rancheros question with a race car driver? Pretty skilled. Couple of other options for you if you'd like to head out on the town this weekend. If you're feeling political, you can take in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, better known as AOC, and Bernie Sanders, rallying the liberal faithful in downtown LA at their Fight the Oligarchy rally Saturday afternoon. If you're in an arts and crafts kind of mood, the massive LA Maker Fair will be setting up shop this Saturday in Exposition Park for a day of science and creativity. And for the kids, and when my boys were younger, we would have 1,000% been at this one, there is the Touch a Truck weekend event at the Discovery Cube LA, where the little ones can climb all over big-ass trucks like fire trucks, construction rigs, garbage haulers, city buses. So cool. This has been the LA Local for Friday. It's sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. Get out there and touch some grass, people. We'll be back to the regularly programmed Misery on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.